I think it should be a plate for Anne.
That should be this one, yeah.
But I think maybe that should be on there.
Yeah, just trying to know what that is.
That's, this is a bit of HTML goo. I think there should be a break for Anne.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
MBDA.
But this is lambda, yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you underline the.
Ah, yes, of course it is.
You underline the goo in each case, but not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you reckon this stands for lambda?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, what's different? Is this?
Mm-hmm.
High excitation emission allowance. I think high excitation should be able, because it's just saying. It's talking about the species. Is what the emission allowance is coming from.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Alright, you don't get that.
I mean, I think nebulosity.
ESO, I don't think it's an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right. We agreed for, to keep Hubble?
To not, yes, to keep Hubble. For this, that should be green as well.
Yeah, that should be a source type, yeah. It's. Yeah, do you think that's part of the name, yeah?
It's the whole name. Yeah.
I don't know, I have no way of knowing, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah, I think it is all.
Absorption line systems shouldn't be there.
One name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absorption line systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
Needs, I'm talking about column densities. Which is a derived property.
Yeah, this is species lines again, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Individual lines.
And Lyman alpha cloud shouldn't be in there either.
Nope.
No, for some reason I seem to have just died on this.
I win.
I think that board probably. You're right there.
Okay.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score, like who made it.
Yeah, yeah, no. Is there a prize at the end? Bottle of champagne.
I've labelled that wrong.
Okay.
And again.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a special feature, that's okay.
It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is, I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. A separate source class.
I think in Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago, last week?
I didn't need it.
I didn't know what he meant, but yes, I've seen people talk about them as separate classes. But I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGN with emission lines and one without, especially because they're X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that, as long as that's read as well.
Yeah.
Which it is. Oh, galactic stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah.
G dwarf.
G dwarfs are same, is that right?
Presumably, that's the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out, over here, I think. Our son is a G dwarf.
Oh, there you go.
I saw it yesterday.
Cluster, you're right.
Yeah.
Absorption
by Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's in Lyman Alpha Forest systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, then maybe it's your game. Yeah, I think I just took it.
Yeah. Radio Lab Quasar again. Emission models, definitely not. Why associated?
No, we had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. what
yeah.
does it mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Does it?
What is associated absorption? It doesn't say it's associated
with the process,
though,
isn't it? Is it in process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2 whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to
yeah.
some physical thing.
Yeah.
So
right, okay,
yeah,
so that
yeah.
means
yeah.
that. Okay. And associated again.
Those are
mechanisms,
so they don't count. I just missed it.
And we should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about
well, I think
underlining features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. Oh, it's only altering
yeah.
earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but we when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Yeah,
yeah.
then do, I think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yes, then if we've both been not marking it,
yeah.
there might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah. But, well, within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way that
mm-hmm.
you like. It's not only about resolution, it's sort of like coming up with a corrected version.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. You've seen the other one there, the quasar, right? The
yes.
Right.
And this is exactly the same as last one. And the systems.
Yep.
IM galaxies.
It's a kind of a regular galaxy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing there, sorry?
Hubble Deep Field is being marked. And
yeah.
absorption
isn't
shouldn't
be marked.
Yeah.
Fine.
I don't think Able cluster is different from cluster. Enable cluster is just.
Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have Able clusters.
Yes, right.
So, yeah.
Soft access.
That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
I'm not.
I agree.
yeah, we could come to blows
yes,
for soft access.
You're right, because that's extended emission and Compton emission.
Okay.
I think you're right in both of them.
Yeah. Okay.
X-ray BL max and radio BL max, I think, are because BL within should be marked.
Yeah, I agree. That's fine.
Nope.
No.
No, continue. No. CO luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's fine.
I can agree with taking that out.
Yeah.
Intermediate, it's a region.
The so-called.
it shouldn't be highlighted, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it should be.
Because
sure. Because it's
if
a
we
region.
Talk about the board via
yeah.
region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
And it's the same, it's just, it's not me.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
badly written.
So cool.
Infrared galaxies. We said not to mark things based solely on sources defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies.
Yeah, just galaxies.
Starbursts count?
Yes, they do, surely. Oh, yes, assuming it's talking about starburst galaxies rather than starbursts within a galaxy. But they are
yes.
the starburst galaxies.
Yeah, they are.
And galaxies.
Galaxies.
Mm. Continue or continue on flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really.
It doesn't
really matter. I take continuum flux, but obviously.
Most
but I don't care.
In most of these cases, we've put flux in.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
That's a nice feature. Board line.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going to say, put it in.
Oh.
The lack of board line polarization. Board line polarization. Is that the spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
No, you can't.
You can't get just from the spectrum.
Point to it.
But you can if you've got a spectrum that's lit by
yeah.
polarized light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would actually leave it with only on those broad line in it. I think that's what you have been doing earlier on.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what was marked here. Have you got the bottom of this page?
No.
No, we're missing weak line. I don't... So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was... Because it's a modifier, should be included, which I think it should. Even though weak line radio galaxies is, this should be underlined. This should be green.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
Actually, sorry. I think this cut up page continues in the next.
Oh, right. Okay.
Sorry.
Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah.
Right.
Characterized
right.
but unusually.
Okay. So the question is.
Oh.
No, is it?
Oh no, it's different.
Yeah. No, you've got line.
Different only weak
oh,
line.
Oh, line. That's fine.
Isn't it?
Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh yeah.
There's
a line there.
But I think
different.
Weak line should be in.
And an end.
Okay.
Different
in
well.
The same way if you have board line, it would be in
yeah,
there.
That's okay.
Right.
Doo-doo-doo. Galactic black hole candidates.
I just made that up. And gave it an acronym.
Yeah.
Age
ceiling.
That's not a sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Line again. We've got emission line relationships. That's fine. Infrared galaxies.
Yeah.
Right again. Oh no,
nope,
no, it's
not right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Line emitting gas I don't like. Yeah. Infrared galaxies we can't have.
Okay. Emission feature, which we're
yeah,
including now.
That's okay. Depth, line, and amplitude of interest the same, right? Yeah. Emission feature.
Mm-hmm. Star forming galaxies.
That can't be in.
No, it can't. Star forming galaxy should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier, anyway.
Yeah.
You're saying.
That should be a
protogalactic clump.
No,
that is
that
not
a
source type. What were you thinking?
It's a lump.
Exactly.
Emission feature again.
Yeah. DVI absorption.
That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it covers something differently
yeah.
small angular size. It's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process. Source.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cluster. Features.
Yeah.
Feature again.
It's feature. Yeah, okay.
It's a feature, spectral feature.
Yeah.
Don't climb out of this again.
Yeah, you don't get that. Those are regions, globs.
Yeah.
Nebula.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
Now an engine for you.
Yeah.
X-ray below max.
Yeah, that's okay. Intermediate types? No,
we put in type 1.8 and type 1.9.
Did we in the end? Yeah?
Yes.
Right.
You can get it then. That doesn't go in. That's okay.
Oh,
that's
so complicated.
Right,
oh,
that's
okay.
It's
like
we don't like systems.
And we don't like that one. And we don't like that one.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on then. Wasn't there one just a minute ago in which I had a line?
Yes, we are taking out a line on its own.
Great.
So, yeah. Yes.
But you just...
Yeah.
Every time...
Keeping lines there.
Yes.
So...
Take what line are we talking about? In general, every time there's been a line, has there been a line? Okay, it's
line
width, but it's still where that's lines. Have we had any just where it says
line
ratios?
We've been taking out line as a word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going,
yes.
Yeah. But
right.
Lines are still
okay.
Lines.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right, I agree that that can go out because that's a fitting thing. Absorption features in the UV spectrum.
Or in the UV. I don't think spectrum should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wave boundary, we're putting it in.
Okay. It's
yeah.
Likely one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm right. And here, I think I'm right again.
Line centre you can point to. Not like line width, but you can put to line centre.
Mm.
In fact, the whole thing should be like that, I think.
Line centre.
You can point to the
line
wings.
You'd say line wings. Alright, you get it.
That's
right, UN. Eclipsing. I don't know. No, that shouldn't be on there. Yeah, you're right there.
Your light starburst. Oh, starburst active. Starburst like activity. That's, I don't think that's a class. It's a action.
Yeah, but then the AGN like activity.
Yeah.
But
that
it
has to go
so
as
an
well.
An
AGN is a class.
A
starburst,
a starburst
is a
class.
A starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
As
an
AGN.
But an AGN is an object. A starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting starbursts as starburst galaxies.
Counting starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy-like activity, that's
no. But a starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AG, an active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to.
Well, from the linguistic side, if you mark starburst before and if you feel that starbursts are like objects. Then I think it should stay in the space,
mm-hmm.
Even though it's modified by activity, or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep it.
I think that's the same.
Like
they either have to both stay or both go, and
yeah.
I think they should stay.
Yeah, I think it was maybe if it's star forming, I get to do it.
Yeah,
different, but yeah.
Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right. If it's star burst. Okay, we've just got this split up. I think it should be. H. Your light is 2.
Or
it's a wavelength region.
It's a wavelength region.
But it's saying between that line and that
line.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm right here. That's
you are, yes. Line wishes.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies
know.
Should be in.
But galaxies should be in.
We
we'll
need to write that.
Right.
Hold on.
Right. Oh. What have we done?
Oh no, they are the same. Sorry. Absorption line systems.
Hubble.
Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah. Oh.
Galaxy
in the galaxy distribution.
Still the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines?
Yeah, we did it before. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
We weren't doing special shapes, were we?
Yes, don't include cuts for a second. Close eyes?
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Oh, weak O3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
And low ionization.
Well,
they're low balls, aren't they?
Are they?
Low balls is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That counts.
I don't know if high balls are, but low balls are.
They are.
Okay.
It's a big joke.
Oh,
high
okay.
balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
I shouldn't. You might there.
Yeah.
Emission line candidates.
That means objects that are identified
yes,
and may be at a particular redshift based on. Yeah. Doesn't count.
Continuum, I think, should be in. Well, that's too much. Yeah, continuum also continuum flux should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
I thought we had.
I don't remember about luminosities. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were doing broadband detections. We were doing, yeah. That's a nice teeth. Mine too. Now, what were we doing if
radio lag quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you're looking in language speak. Mark each conduct as a separate entity. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. It doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is it goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio loud quasars is a thing.
Oh, right.
So it's whether to include the z equals 2 in the.
Mm-hmm. If it was radio loud quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
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 I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one.
Oh,
I don't know what you.
Okay.
That's whatever's easiest for you. no!
Yes, take it out.
Haunt, isn't it? The spectral components.
No.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
Public field again.
Mm-hmm.
Emission line objects.
No,
should be
that.
In either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quasar should be
a source type. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah.
IGM, I've done again.
Right.
This is nice and easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Components.
Yeah.
We can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. But we want the line still. The
galaxy,
galaxy
or
galaxy?
Galaxy.
Given that it is the galaxy. It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy, yeah.
It's a proper, whatever the word is.
HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross it out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what HPC stands for?
Does. No, to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds.
High velocity
clouds.
Yeah,
that's
right. ICM.
Mm-hmm.
Scuba.
That's an instrument.
Sometimes, anyway, when it works.
Well, right there.
Should
be this, and it probably is. That's probably.
No, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now an energy are different. I missed out that.
Right. I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HB2, I think, given that we're not putting line width itself.
Okay.
Even line width is not that way. You can have flux. Nope, not that line, but we want enhanced.
Do we?
Why?
We wanted, and this is relative, we wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak board lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak relative to what, though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
Sorry, the AGM, I think that should be one entity, right? The wasn't it according to the acronym rule, the first one?
Yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity, acronym.
No,
but
only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside.
Yeah.
Mark it all as one entity.
Yeah, that's
right. I don't think I was doing that.
Yes, I don't know how many times I've missed the party then. Weak emission. I think it should be in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If including emission.
Are you?
Yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true. So we should number on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then weak
emission levels is just a way of saying. Yeah.
No.
I
agree.
No,
nothing at all.
Starburst contribution.
That's not a separate.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah, that's
right. Red contribution should be in.
Okay.
Borderline emission in the best frame UV should all be one.
Yeah. That should be out.
Oh, no, it shouldn't.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a radio transfer thing. So they don't mean. They mean photons in the lines escape. Not that. That's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yes, that's true. Associated again, which means continuum source shouldn't be in. An association. CTA.
That should be. Oh wait, is that?
What does it stand
that's
for?
An observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
The CT is the CTIO 4 meter. The
that
name of that telescope.
Don't know.
Yeah.
And the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's also a telescope, and I think if there's no other way of describing it, a telescope. The CTIO 4 meter telescope is must be what it's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the Blanco, actually, usually. But anyway. I don't mind.
We're
including observatory if there's. If it's part of the proper name of the instrument.
Yeah.
But then we have
I
to include 4
then.
Meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Up the telescope? No, just 4 meter.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption lines? No, it's not.
What is that comma doing then?
Yeah, no.
It's,
oh,
no,
I
see,
it's
I see,
not.
I see. Yeah.
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended
iron
lines.
Lines.
Yeah. So they do mean iron lines.
Yes,
yeah,
then
it should
lines.
Be in.
Yeah.
And we're keeping the line in because it's strange. Continuum flux, so we should have
yeah,
all
we're
in.
Doing that, yeah. No!
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't give hundreds of those. This is quick.
Down climb an alpha QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar. I don't know what that quasar is.
I don't know what that means either. One damp climb an alpha QSO. It's not a source stuff, that's definitely
no.
True.
Yeah. No, that's okay. DAWDs.
What's D?
White dwarf?
There's WDs. 25 of DA type and 6
yeah,
of DD type.
Yeah, it has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different
dwarfs,
class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yes, you're fine with that.
I'll put multiple in there. We're not supposed to be components.
No, that's
yeah.
Right.
So neither of them.
Okay.
That all goes.
Or, yes,
yeah.
Right. No absorptions. That should be highlighted. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs, no. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah, I
well,
don't
we're doing ultra luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
So
that's
we should do.
I guess you could keep it then.
Yeah.
Mm. People don't discuss them as
physically
distinct.
They are as much as ultra luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
Okay. No absorption
lines.
Yeah, should be in. And the same here. Try not to do associated problems.
Something. Regions. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Oh, A and B.
And we. Oh gosh, what if we can do that A?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are
yes.
Right, yeah. Strong, soft X-ray flux. Yeah, you can point that out. And that's associated absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL
that's
outflow.
So
yeah, that doesn't count.
And absorption of small clouds.
That doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again.
I didn't. Ooh.
Blue wings of
I
this
say
and
here.
This and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And
yeah.
This. And presumably that's red there.
Yeah, I don't know what. The
I think
scenes.
If the line's too long, you've
highlighted
all
as one. Oh, I highlighted
one,
all as one, right.
And I've highlighted it separate, it should be separate.
Okay, then.
What's this end thing? Because that is not marked in the.
I think if the line's too long, it's only putting the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
No, sorry, I mean the
the
more
end
of the end as well.
Yeah.
I think it probably wasn't just out of print it, because Olivia
well.
Wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. But I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
If you
so your end
what
starts.
Olivia's done here.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So N probably.
So you're mostly setting for the solution where you mark all conjoint
divisibles. Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
So components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Okay. I suppose that's right.
But it's is that also the name of the source?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah.
Line
broadness.
I think that should be it.
That's a way of saying line width, though, and we don't mark line
That's
width.
True. Well, okay, yeah. So we've been there.
Which
iron
spectrum?
You're probably right. To the feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectrum feature?
Something that you can point to, right? Or
yeah.
Well, kind of. It's, and if you had a spectrum, you have all the lines, like lots of different elements,
mm-hmm.
and you have to work out all the ones which are iron lines. Then
mm-hmm.
after that, you look and say, has a lot of iron in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's a feature of the whole spectrum,
yeah.
You can't see
yeah.
it.
That is a rich iron spectrum.
Yeah,
so that's it's like a derived property.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it's not a spectral feature, it's a feature
mm-hmm.
of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
it's different.
Shouldn't go in.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Can I make it to our second cookie break?
Giant elliptical or square ellipticals.
You don't mind. I don't know. Are giant elliptical separate things? I don't know.
Yeah.
They are separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are.
Yeah.
In the ether.
Okay.
Line
emitting gas. Get in.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes,
it's
not ionized in that. Yeah.
Really?
Hmm?
I
think.
Well,
you can point to ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the same.
Emission from high excitation lines.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah.
the same as.
It's pointing there and saying, look, there's a high excitation emission. And there's non high excitation.
Okay,
yeah.
If you both think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Line ratio.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
I've got X-ray source R117.
Narrow line secret one should all be one with the red inside it.
No, that's. This is describing the band you do the observations in?
It's describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
That counts?
I think so.
Well, you've included it before when you've said this has been detected.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
from. I think should be in.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's a mist. Ooh, those shouldn't be there, should they? No.
I'm trying to, it's not systems, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, hang on though, but, isn't it just, describe your mechanism there? It isn't a special feature as such, it's...
No, I think it's
that's
a spectral
process.
Feature. You can point to the dark time and alpha absorption. In the same way, you can point to HB to emission, although HB to emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No, dark time and alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out...
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process too. I think... Especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption. That's not
what
really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift damp planar absorption because you're shifted in the spectrum there.
Mm-hmm. Not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was HB to absorption? And you just took out the low redshift. Quasars with HB to absorption you'd put in.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think damp climb and alpha absorption.
That's whether it's a process or a feature. But
I
can't remember what we've done before.
Because we've... Every feature is produced
well,
by
if it
a
was,
process.
If it was absorption in damp climb and alpha clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it has. Whether it means with low redshift damp planar alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp planar alpha absorbance, that would be different. But I think absorption...
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say, there's the damp planar alpha absorption, there's
yeah,
the...
Yeah, well that's true.
In the same
that's
way
true.
That...
Mm-hmm. You said, HB to emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we've both marked it, so that's...
Yeah,
yeah
that should
okay.
be in there.
Microquasars. They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah. That means it's newfangled.
Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard of it referred to since, but...
Yeah.
But just talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have made... On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies, where you know they've just got ultra-luminous and even more hyperluminous,
yeah,
well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they? What defines a microquasar?
So there's a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But
I guess keep it, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei star.
I've made that one up, so I've never
done
that one before.
There's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies.
Mm.
So that, do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that's
yeah,
has
got it in.
That should
that's
be in.
Okay.
Yeah. But what was it? Starburst nuclei. You're like, oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region within
yeah,
an object which would not
right.
be observed separately.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, what happened also, you found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym, or?
Because the acronym has starburst in it, galaxies in it, in the S. And
oh,
if the
okay.
acronym includes it.
All oh, right. Okay.
Then it has to be in
there.
Continuum flux, you know.
Mm-hmm.
UV and optical emission line.
Ratios.
Yeah.
I think all of that goes then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So yeah.
UV and optical UV and optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it modifies ratios.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. No emission. Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because type 2
right.
C galaxies in one.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
Right. As long as this was
plus red.
Yeah. TV gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing the broadband detection.
Using the Whipple air.
That's definitely an instrument
it
name.
Is, yes. Very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but it's got objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is
it's
an
instrument.
Instrument. It's not
yeah.
a telescope, but it's an instrument.
Okay. You can have that. Right. And the other one we stopped after 4 meter.
Oh yes, it
should
be
there as well.
No emission lines from higher
yeah.
line.
We did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. Weak continuum.
Yeah,
it
you're right.
Continuum radiation.
No.
Neither.
Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Narrowline region emission.
Yep.
Oh,
no,
I think
emissions
that goes out.
The narrowline region. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
Narrow line emission should be in.
Yeah. Yeah, white dwarfs is a source of.
SP Loba is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid that maybe Annika is. On a Keck observatory, yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
going.
We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah, that's fine.
At all. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah. Piezoelectronic. Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars,
yeah. Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does.
UVXS is all right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a feature. We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, were we? No. Were we?
I think they're a separate class. Yes, we're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
we are putting them in because it's so broadband. But yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Line strengths.
No,
means equivalent, yeah.
Group.
I did miss group.
So we would telescope here, right?
Yeah.
That's
it. Hey!
Wow.
It's under a proper name because it's got a capital T.
Yeah.
Nice, very good.
Hooray! Well done.
Under 2 hours.
Excellent.
Well, once we got them identified, a lot of them were
yeah.
the same problem.
Yeah.
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 What's the bin in here? And more to the point, can I get to it without carrying my little bits of wire with me? Excuse me, Karen. I just had a thing.
Do we need to remain wired up? Or are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
We're done.
Excellent.
Well, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
about Melissa now that we're done here?
You can just do it. I'll put it next to there so people know what it is.
Just looks excellent. That was very straightforward. Yeah, not so bad.
We have a lot of agreements.
Are we all going to the observatory?
I'm not, I'm going to my other office and Nesk and
stuff.
How are you getting
home? Well, I was going to say all day with Etsy, but it's just me, maybe I'll wait for a bus or something.
I ought to have a cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.